I once met a girl who could always blow my mind. I wanted to get with her immediately. She wanted to take her time. Cause aside from making out with her being a crime, technically, she knew she couldn't get in the bars. And if I started playing shows, it means she wasn't formally allowed. She needed a fake ID. So she hatched a plan. Help me become the man. And by the time she's 21, I'll be done. And now, after she turned 21, my life went to shit. They pulled me out of my cozy little drug and work habit. And now this thug-ass nerd rabbit needs some kind of help. Help from someone beyond all the doctors. All the people who want to stick me with needles. All the people who want to kill me. And see if I'll come back to the people. It turns out I will. It turns out so will she. She died April 30. I died sometime in July. But what can I do? Nobody cared on the day I died. Nobody was aware on the day I died. But all that matters is I came back. And my life is still out of whack. And I want Maddie more than a hit of crack. Even though I don't technically want crack hits that bad, I'm trying to make a point for emphasis. Yo, this girl brings me bliss. Mr. Cynicalypse, Mr. Bring Your Own Phone. I do what I got to do, but then I'm home alone. I start to cry. I want to flood the internet with pictures of me, myself, and I. And let her know that's how I feel. But she just wants to run back to California to get away. Get away from the pain of knowing that her man is within aim, within reach, within grasp. That's why she wants to leave. And it's like, Maddie, don't leave without me. I said I never doubt you. Why would you doubt me? You just gotta tell me flat out what I need to do. And don't give me no attitudes with the platitudes like you gotta do it for you. If I was doing it for me, I'd do it the way I did it, like when you first ran to California. You think I didn't notice that when I was working and good and not paying attention, you disappeared because I neglected you? You love my attention. You love my validation. You love the fact that I'd fight just to see your talent outpacing the competition, making them look laughable at best. And then I get distracted by your chest. And whoa, what a pair of breasts. Look at the ass on that bitch. Now it's a little junk in the trunk and she got the funk. She got my panties in a bunch and she wanna take them off, possibly with her teeth. Why you think she wants to leave? I make her grieve, I make her cry, I make her heave tears, I make her wonder why. Why can't I just realize the one truth, that I'm a sad addict, whether it's to her or dope? And I need to beat addiction for there to be any hope. But Maddie, if I gotta choose a perfect drug, I choose you. Who do you think a hero in disguise is about? You or heroin? It's about you, queen, baby. That's why I said your name right in the middle. All my songs are about you in some way. Even the ones where I say I'm so damn dope. They let me know in 2008 that you was on the plate, that mom was coming. And I need mama like I need Tata's giving milk. Oh man, this went too long. Need some help.